the presentation today is in English. Actually, this is the first results of our research, me and Emmanuel Moustier. So Emmanuel, unfortunately, today is not here, so I'm going to take her part of the presentation. As you saw, maybe the title is very, very large, The Economy of Settlements. But in fact, because the research is still in the first step, so we did not precise exactly what we are going to do. The question of the settlements, as a matter of fact, came after the Oslo Agreement, when the Palestinian Authority started to talk about stopping settlements and enhancing the Palestinian workers not to go to work there. Recently, in 2010, there were a decision from the Palestinian Authority prohibiting using the or buying the settlement products, at the same time prohibiting those workers who work in the settlements to go to work there. This decision, in fact, wasn't based on clear information about what kind of economy inside the settlements. So one of the things that the Palestinian Authority lacked as information is the number of workers, Palestinian workers, in the settlements and the type of products. In fact, the bulk of the products, the settlement products in the Palestinian market was estimated by a certain amount of money. I will let you know the exact amount. And then the question of employees were estimated between, first of all, 13,000 Palestinian workers, but our study showed something else, another number. I will share it with you in a few minutes. So in this presentation, I will take such an overview, giving you such an overview about the nature of the economy inside the settlements, what kind of sectors and what kind of economy there. And the other part is going to be about those Palestinians who work in the settlements and what kind of characteristics they have. So let's start by giving an overview about the settlements in the Palestinian territories. Since the year 1967, military occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Israel built in these occupied territories civilian colonies or settlements and encouraged civilians and industries to move into them. Presently, there are 177 Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories and dozens of additional outposts. Outposts, there are settlements not yet officially recognized by the State of Israel. So the number of settlers living in these settlements in the West Bank is over than 562,000 Israeli settlers. The Israeli civilian construction has been one of the methods in which occupied areas were effectively annexed into Israel. The ongoing construction includes housing development as well as extensive infrastructure projects such as roads, water system for the exclusive use of Israeli settlers. Of course, on land confiscated from Palestinians or declared as a state land in various ways. The Israeli industrial zones within the occupied territories hold hundreds of companies, ranging from small businesses serving local Israeli settlers to large factories which export their products worldwide. Several settlements, especially in the Jordan Valley, produce agricultural goods, such fruits and flowers, and selling them into Israel and abroad. Settlements production benefits from low rent, special tax incentives, lax enforcement of environmental and labor protection laws, and other governmental supports. Palestinians employed in these industrial zones work under severe restriction of movement or organization and with no governmental protection. This many times results in exploitative employment practice and labor rights violations. The origin of exported settlements products is often intentionally obscured. Companies hold marketing addresses within Israel or market their products under a label which makes their products with products from Israel. The nature of the economic nature of the Israeli settlements. According to the Israeli data, the number of settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories is 177 settlements with over than 562,000 Israeli settlers, including East Jerusalem. The total number of those industrial settlements are 22, where we have 326 manufacturing and economic establishment existing. 35 of these establishments are in Burkan settlement, one of the largest industrial Israeli settlements. The Palestinian market is considered as one of the important markets for the Israeli products. In 2009, commercial balance was 15 million shekel exports to the Palestinian territories, while 1.5 million, million shekel export to Israel from the Palestinian territories. Commercial exchange between Israel and the Israeli settlements and the Palestinian territories is estimated by 700 million shekels. The Israeli government encouraged creating economic activities in settlements. Therefore, they assured facilities to enhance economic development in settlements. Since these settlements are not far from geographically from Israel, they can recruit Palestinians from the neighborhood, and they do not oblige to apply the Israeli employment or labor law on them. Many economic sectors are found in settlements. The industrial sector is one of the most important sectors, agro-industries, plastic technologies, and military industry. According to Robin Nathanson from Macro Center of Economic Policies, the number of industrial buildings in the settlements are 717 buildings. Here we have a table actually showing the 22 industrial settlements. So for example, we classified them as the name of the settlement, date of the creation, and the area. For example, here we can see for number 8, which is Burkan settlement, which is the most important industrial zone, created in 1981 and located near the Palestinian city of Salfit. So we have lots of examples. For example, here number 12, which is Kiryat Arba, established in 1972, and it's in Hebron area. This map actually, but it's not really clear here because in the yellow spots, it's the industrial zone in Karanis. So it's not really clear maybe, but we can see even though those 22 industrial zones. Now I'm going to move a little bit toward the Palestinian workers who's working in settlements. So in this section, I will give an overview over the total number of the Palestinian workers currently employed in the Israeli settlements and their place of work, as well as the sectors in which they work and their qualification. again, due to the lack of systematic studies, the information provided here is is in a large extent based on our survey. So the method we used here actually is to prepare a survey and to distribute it to the Israeli, to the Palestinian workers who work in settlements. One of the difficulties that we faced that lots of them were reluctant actually to answer these questions, mainly that there is a kind of suspension because they think that we are working for the Palestinian Authority and they wanted to continue working in the settlements while the Palestinian Authority prohibited them to go to do so. The workers' number range from 2,000 worker to 20,000 to 28,000 Palestinian working in the Israeli settlements in West Bank. The lower figure actually present only those workers who are officially registered by having obtained a work permit, while the actual number of the Palestinian entering the Israeli settlements is probably considerably higher. In recent years, there has been a significant increase in the number of workers in the Israeli settlements. And this is actually due to the difficulty of reaching their workplace in Israel, so they found it easier for them to go to work in settlements. So now estimated minimum of 326 Israeli industrial factory are located within the West Bank, either in Israeli industrial zones or in Israeli settlements. There are five big Israeli industrial areas in the West Bank: Burkan, Ariel, Maale Ephraim, Kiryat Arba, and Hananit, in addition to the two in the Jerusalem area, which is Atarot, or Khan al-Ahmar, and Mishur Adumim. Mishur Adumim, Khan al-Ahmar, it's the same name, actually, and Atarot. The seven industrial zones together make up an area of 302,000 hectares. Their major products include aluminium, leather tanning, textile dyeing, batteries, fiberglass, plastics, and other chemicals, pesticides, Dixon, gas, and other products. Now, I should move maybe to the most important results of the questionnaire, which is the characteristics of those workers who's working in the Israeli settlements. The results showed that 75% of the workers are between 18 to 45 years old. And that means that they are in a very productive age, actually. Meanwhile, 99% of those workers are males and 1% are females. So there is a lower percentage, or very low percentage, of women participation in settlements. 91% of the workers are married, in which means that those people are households and they are going to work, they are working in settlements because they need to live and they found no jobs in the Palestinian territories since the unemployment rate is 33% for the year 2010. Workers from Palestinian villages presents 63% of the workers in settlements. So most of those workers coming from villages, mainly from Zone C. Zone C, which is under the direct Israeli occupation, whereas lots of villages and lots of people used to depend on working in Israel and abandoning their land, working in land. And also those farmers who have difficulties to work in their fields, mainly with the separation wall and with the Israeli restrictions. So they are obliged to go to work in settlements as an easy option for them. 18% from the workers coming from cities and 17% from refugee camps. The majority of the workers are working in construction sector, so which is 77% in construction. So that means that most of the work in colonies or in settlements are in construction building. But 8.2% of the working in the agricultural sector. So that explains also that there is some significant sectors inside the Israeli settlements where Palestinians can find jobs. 7.6% are working in industrial sector and 6.3% in services. The average working years is 6 years for a Palestinian worker in settlements. So when you ask a Palestinian how long you've been working in a settlement, the average answer is 6 years, which is very significant. And that explains that those Palestinians started, or the number of Palestinians started to work in settlements increased after the second Intifada. Most of the workers are not skilled, with low university degree or without any university degree, which explains their difficulty to find a job inside the Palestinian labor market, despite the fact that the high unemployment rate existing in the Palestinian territories. Concerning the wages or the salaries they earn, so wages in Israeli settlements are higher than wages in the Palestinian market for those non-qualified or non-skilled people. So the average monthly wage for a worker in the settlement is 3,437 new Israeli shekel. But at the same time, and meanwhile, for a non-skilled worker in the Palestinian market, it's 1,500 shekels. So it most likely the double. But meanwhile, this number, which is 3,400 shekel as a monthly wage, is not that important in terms of or comparing this wage with what Palestinian employee or worker can earn inside Israel. And this is explains also how those Palestinians are really exploited by the Israeli employer, since there is no labor law applied on them inside the settlements. Final point, which is the employment and permit and hiring arrangement, how it goes there. Palestinians entering Israel itself for work are required to apply for a magnetic card, which said their security records and a work permit is a work permit that is issued for a period of 3 months and can only be obtained if the applicant meets a certain requirements regarding age and family status. The requirement does not apply to Palestinian working in the Israeli settlements in the West Bank, although the Israeli authorities nevertheless issue the permit to satisfy the employees' security needs. So in general, this is the first results of our studies. The study should be continued, and we will dig more or deeply in order to understand the functioning of the Israeli settlements economy. And one of the things that still hampering us to do an econometric model, that is the data is not sufficient to do an econometric model. But we thought after these results to extend the survey in order to obtain much more data in order to do such a regression and to understand the effect or the impact of Palestinian employees in settlements on their wages and the employment possibilities in the Palestinian labor market. And finally, this results can give us just an overview over the Palestinian decision of prohibiting those Palestinian workers to work there. Politically speaking, I can understand totally this decision, but economically, there is lots of work to be done in order to prevent them to work in settlements. The Palestinian Authority should take in consideration these data and this information in order to not to keep those people, to add unemployed people on the unemployment rate that already we have in Palestine.